When a new casino comes to town, aside from going there to gamble, would you have dinner there, attend a concert, stay in the hotel, play golf, bring a guest? The Time Warner Cable News Siena College poll says more than a third of residents would. Pollster Don Levy.
Well, 37% told us in these three regions in which we anticipate new casino development that they would be at least somewhat likely to frequent the casinos. A little bit of beauties in the eye of the beholder is a third or slightly more than a third, a lot or a little. I think that actually is a pretty significant number. We also asked people, have you gone to a casino any place in the last year? And slightly fewer, 32%, said that they had been to a casino.
Levy says some numbers stand out even higher.
64% said that they would be likely to attend a concert. Over half, 55%, said that they'd be inclined to go out to dinner at a new casino development. And one out of five, 22%, said that if they build a golf course, I'd like to go over there and use it.
When it comes to jobs, always a hot-button topic, 26% overall said they expected either themselves or a member of their household to apply for a job at one of the resorts. That's one in four households.
That number strikes me as pretty high, Dave. 35% of those that are 18 to 35 years old said that, yes, I or somebody in my household is very likely to apply for a job at a casino in my region. You know, whether beneath the surface on job creation, they believe that that's because there are going to be new gas stations, that's because there are going to be new gift shops. There is certainly a hope that this will be a meaningful engine of economic development.
Boosters have touted jobs as a major upside of casino development, but critics have warned that it can be difficult for locals to get those jobs in challenged areas that see casinos as a road to economic recovery. 19% of those polled would gamble more if they lived near a casino. Kara Benson is with anti-casino group Save East Greenbush, which opposes the Rensselaer County project.
Developers are promising all sorts of cash and prizes, but in the end, the house wins, and I think that the public knows that.
53% of survey respondents say local and state governments are not sharing enough information about the development process. Benson warns there are hidden costs to communities hosting casinos.
The casino might be promising, I think right now they're saying $5.7 million in tax revenue to a municipality and the same thing to the county. It's actually typically costs the region tens, 20s, 30s, 40s, $50 million in added infrastructure costs. So while it gives with the one hand, it takes triple that with the other hand.
Those figures were provided by casino researcher Robert Goodman, who addressed a Save East Greenbush meeting Tuesday night. Benson says the group will press on with its grassroots efforts to stop the casino dead in its tracks.
Door to door, word of mouth, we've been tabling and getting petition signatures at farmers markets, at libraries. We're up to 2,500 petition signatures, and our goal over the course of the summer is to hit 3,000 to be able to present at the public hearing in September.
Meanwhile, Siena's Don Levy promises more interesting poll results. The survey is being released on a staggered basis. It was conducted July 20th through 23rd by telephone calls to 816 registered voters from the three upstate New York regions, the Capital Region, the Catskills-Hudson Valley Region, and the Southern Tier Finger Lakes Region. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.